Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Just going to be you and me for the next few minutes, next couple of segments. And I've got some things that I want to talk to you about. First, I want to talk about politics. And then I'm going to try to, if I have time, I'm going to talk a little bit about the price of oil. I've learned some things this week that I want to share with you that were very helpful to me to understand the price of oil and where it's going, and I'm not going to tell you that I'm an expert in it, because I'm not, but I have learned some things that recently that I thought you might be interested in. It sure helped explain some things for me, so I'm going to try to work that in. But first, I want to talk a little bit about politics. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, on this show I am a political agnostic, except for one thing. I do belong to the Small Business Party. On the Small Business Advocate Show, as your representative, as the Small Business Advocate, I belong to the Small Business Party. Have you ever heard of that party before? Well, I kind of created it, and so I'm gonna claim to be the leader of the Small Business Party, just because I haven't heard anybody else say it. And if anybody else wants to take leadership of it, they can have it. But for right now, that's me, and I'm what you got. So here's what I mean by this. You've heard of single issue voters. Maybe you're a single issue voter, and so you might be a right to lifer. You believe that in the sanctity of life, you believe that abortions are horrible and nobody should ever have an abortion. Or you might be a choice person, or someone who believes in the idea of choice. You believe women should have the choice of what to do with their bodies. Okay, so those are two different sides of the same coin, okay? The same issue. And if you're for one of those sides or the other, and that's the biggest thing to you, the most important thing to you, you're a single issue voter, perhaps. Or you might be a single issue voter for the environment. You might be a union supporter, the single issue voter. There are people out there who, you know, focus on, they only vote for people who support unions right down the line, or maybe you love universal health care or whatever. There are plenty of single issue voters out there. And I want you, small business owners, and those of you who work for small businesses, and those of you who want to be a small business owner, I want you to consider becoming a single issue voter for small business, for the Small Business Party, for small businesses. Now, there's nobody running for president for small business. You know why? And on the Small Business Party. And the reason is because we're too busy. We're making payroll. We're making this country work. We don't have time to run for offices, most of us. But if you find somebody who is willing to do that, if you find somebody who has made a payroll, who does know about what you and I go through when we operate our small businesses, and those people, that person has chosen to run for city council, for county commissioner, for representative or state senator, or the secretary of agriculture, or whatever they want to do, if they've made a payroll, I want you to consider supporting them. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican or mugwump. I don't care what their party is. If they've made a payroll, if they have run a business, they know what's going on out there in the marketplace, like you and I do, consider supporting them. We have to get more people in office and around the country and at every level who have made a payroll, who know what goes on, who understand the challenges that small business owners have. Folks, you and I in the aggregate create over half of the U.S. economy. Small business America is essential to the health of the global economy. There's no question about that, folks. The numbers are stubborn. They don't lie. We have the numbers behind us. We sign the front of more than half of all paychecks in America. Now, that's a lot of payroll that you and I make together. And so we need more people who are making policy decisions for the country enforce the cities and the states. We need more people who are making those policy decisions to have made a payroll, to know what it's like to be a business owner. And I think, I'm convinced that if we knew, if we had that, that this country would head more in the right direction. I love telling the story of George McGovern. And I've told you this before, but it's a wonderful story. I'm going to tell you again. George McGovern was the most left-wing wacko liberal. There are right-wing wackos too, but he was a left-wing wacko. And he was a liberal, and he never met a tax he didn't like. He never met a regulation he didn't like. And he was proud of it. And he ran. He was a senator, and he ran for president, and he failed. And then later on, when he got out of politics, he bought a bed and breakfast over in New England, and he operated it for a few years, and then he sold it. And after he was a business owner, for the first time, in probably in his 60s, this happened to him, maybe 70s. After he was a business owner for the first time, he said, wait a minute. He actually came out and said this. He admitted this in public on the record. He said, I didn't realize all the things that I was voting for, all the taxes, all the regulations that I was voting to have that I thought were good things, I did not realize how much of a negative impact. Now, I'm paraphrasing him, okay, folks? I'm paraphrasing him, but this was the spirit of his revelation. And he said, I did not realize that we were putting this much negative pressure on small business owners. Had I known what I know then, what I know now, I would have voted differently. Again, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that is the spirit of what he said. So what does that tell me? That tells me that liberals and conservatives, Democrats, Republicans, mugwumps, independents, whatever, greenies, whatever party you want to belong to, we need more people in those positions who have made a payroll. Now, I don't know. It's not easy to do because most of us prefer being a business owner to being a politician. I know I do. I've been asked many times to run for people have encouraged me over the years many times to run for office, and I just didn't want to do that. I like doing what I'm doing. But now, failing that, because neither one of the presidential candidates that we have coming up, neither Obama or McCain, nor McCain, have any business experience. They have not run their own business, neither one of them. And so what are we left with? We're left with, what are their policies? What are their attitudes about business, about small business? And so when we come back, I'm going to reveal some of those and let you make your own decision. But I want you to think about this small business party thing. I want you to consider being a single issue voter for the small business party. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Yeah, a little Foreigner coming back. Sometimes we get urgent around here. You know, a talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. That means that sometimes when the clock's ticking up on the break, I have to get urgent and get out, don't I? Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Both of those sites are designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Check both of them out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where the show and all the other things we do here is. And then, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers. Now, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Okay, I'm talking about becoming a single-issue voter for small business. Now, how do you, since neither one of the presidential candidates have any business, any experience running a business, neither one of them really know anything about what you and I go through. Not really. These are both nice people. They're both good guys. They're both honorable Americans. They both really, truly believe that they want to serve this country, and they really want to do the right thing for us. I'm convinced of that on both sides. But that doesn't mean that they won't do things that are misdirected, misguided, that will hurt you and me and our small businesses. And you've already, and I've already made the case for why they don't need to hurt small business owners, because you and I are critical. We're essential for the global economy. If we're over half of the U.S. economy, we've already determined that you can't decouple the U.S. economy and let it sink while the rest of the world takes off and continues to grow. The rest of the global economy is dependent upon the U.S. economy. And the U.S. economy is dependent upon the small business health and strength of small business owners in America. And that's the reason why we've got to have government that does not hurt you and me. So when you hear politicians talking about higher taxes, that's not good for you and me. When you hear politicians talking about more regulations, that's not good for you and me. When you hear politicians talk about wanting to have more control over wages, that's not good for you and me. When you hear politicians talking about wanting, believe it or not, wanting to restrict CEO pay, that's not good, folks. These are not good things. When you hear politicians talking about limiting trade agreements, that's not good for you and me. Trade is good for you and me. Even if you and I aren't trading abroad, the customers we serve are. And so if we want to do more business with them, we got to let them do more business. Indirectly, directly, you and I are global competitors. We're global business owners, directly or indirectly. I don't know how many degrees of separation there are, but that's the truth. And then so here's another issue I talked about earlier in the week, and that is the cap and trade issue. Ladies and gentlemen, the more you hear politicians talking about cap and trade is where they want to cap emissions to control the consumption of oil and to regulate the emissions that you and I produce. The government wants to claim that as a commodity that it owns and it can tax and regulate. They want to do that. And folks, all that's going to do is make the United States uncompetitive. It's not going to make a significant dent of any kind in the environment. It's not going to make the world greener. It's not going to make global warming any less, the pace of global warming any less. It's not going to do any of that to any significant degree, but it is going to harm significantly the U.S. economy, specifically small business owners. So cap and trade is not good. Now, I've told you already that that Senators Obama and McCain both are in favor of cap and trade. So what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to get it one way or the other? Well, maybe, unless we elect senators and congressmen and women who are not in favor of cap and trade. Because the Congress can't pass cap and trade if they don't have the votes. Now, it was debated in the Senate last week and it went down. It failed. They couldn't bring it to the floor. They didn't have enough supporters, even in this Congress. So that's how we stop it. That's how we stop cap and trade. Folks, cap and trade is not an energy policy. Cap and trade is a knee-jerk reaction to people who don't understand how that you don't help the environment if you kill the economy. And so cap and trade is knee-jerk. It's not a policy. And we need an energy policy that includes exploration, drilling for new oil and gas, and doing it in a safe way, conservation, and alternative fuels, not corn being one of the alternative fuels. I'm against corn being considered to be an alternative fuel, but we need to think about these things. And so whether it's congressman or senator, congresswoman, congressman, senators, president, listen to what they say, listen to their ideas on things that don't necessarily have a small business tag on it. When you hear them talking about any regulation, it's going to hurt you and me. It's more expensive for you and me to do business. Any idea about limiting emissions and the government being in control of those, that's not a good thing. Any giveaways, anything that says that we're going to give you money back. Well, guess what, folks? They can only give you and me money back if they've already taken it from us. I'd rather they let us keep it and not take it and then give it back. Wouldn't you? So think about that, folks. What's good for your small business? That's the kind of candidate you want to, in my opinion, you want to be thinking about voting for. Become a single-issue voter for the Small Business Party. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Anita Rosen. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.